We live in a world that often celebrates the hustle and bustle of entrepreneurship and the extroverted charisma of high-powered executives. And introverts can sometimes feel like they're at a disadvantage when it comes to building wealth. But the truth is quite the opposite. Introverts possess really unique strengths that can be leveraged to create passive income streams that not only align with your temperament, but also pave the way to financial independence and freedom. Welcome. I am Camilla Jeffs, a 20-year student of money. I'm an introvert who started out broke and full of fear. Fast forward to today, where I've conquered the secrets of getting my financial house in order, become a professional investor, and built a business that supports my family. And I'm going to show you exactly how I did it. We're going to talk about getting in the game as a real investor, building a business to support you, and passing on wealth strategies to the next generation. Think of this as your one-stop shop for all things money. This is the Quiet Wealth Podcast. I want to give a quick shout out to my podcast manager, Abby. If you're in need of help in launching and managing your own show, please reach out to her at productions@abbygwocki.com. I'll put her details in the show notes. She really is the best, and I love her. In this episode, we will explore the concept of passive income and discuss various strategies tailored specifically to the quiet souls among us. Whether you're an introvert looking to escape the 9-to-5 grind or simply seeking additional streams of income that complement your lifestyle, this episode is designed with you in mind. But first, I'm Camilla, an introvert who has built a large investment portfolio, owns several businesses, and lives way out in the country on a mini farm. I launched Quiet Wealth to help other introverted entrepreneurs learn to invest, build businesses, and pass on their knowledge to the next generation. So please subscribe so you can get alerted when a new episode comes out. So first, let's understand passive income. So passive income refers to earnings that happen from activities that require minimal effort. Unlike active income, which involves trading your time for money, passive income streams really generate revenue with little ongoing involvement once they're set up. So for introverts, the appeal of this lies in the ability to provide financial security without the constant demand for social interaction or high energy output. Imagine planting a fruit tree in your backyard. Now, initially requires some effort to prepare the soil, plant the tree, provide it with proper care like watering, occasional pruning. But once the tree is established and begins to bear fruit, it continues to do so with minimal ongoing effort. You still might need to occasionally water it and trim dead branches or protect it from pests, but for the most part, the tree thrives and produces fruit on its own. Similarly, passive income streams require an initial investment of time, resources, or capital to set up, but once they're established, they continue to generate income with little ongoing effort or maintenance from you. So like the fruit tree, the passive income stream still might need some attention or adjustments, but they provide a steady flow of income without the need for constant involvement. A fruit tree yields a harvest season after season, and passive income streams can provide financial rewards over the long term. Growing up, we had an orchard, so I thought that fruit trees just always bear fruit, right? That's what you think as a kid. And it wasn't until I became an adult with a house of my own that I learned you actually have to wait at least 3 years before a peach tree would bear any fruit. My dad always said the best time to plant fruit trees was 10 years ago. The next best time, today. The same goes for investing. Don't you wish you had invested in real estate 10 years ago? You would have a great net worth right now. The next best time to invest is now. So let's talk about types of passive income streams for introverts. The first one is dividend investing. Introverts, you can really leverage the power of the stock market by investing in dividend-paying stocks. This type of income provides a steady stream of passive earnings. It allows you to benefit from the success of established companies without having to manage day-to-day operations. Now, I've invested in the stock market and I receive a few dividends, but to be honest, it didn't do much for me. The second type is digital products. So if you are creative, you have talents, you can create and sell digital products like ebooks online courses, or software. Because once that initial product is developed, the sales and distribution can be automated, requiring minimal ongoing effort. Now, I love online products. I truly believe we all have something we can teach each other, and platforms like YouTube have made this so much easier. Yes, even you, my introverted friend, have something you can say in this noisy world. So I've created and sold several digital products related to investing and business building. And one that I'm particularly proud of is a course called Kids in Cash. It teaches you how to get your own kids on a solid financial foundation and have them investing early. Frankly, this course will make your kids millionaires much faster than you achieved this milestone. Third one, affiliate marketing. So what if you don't have your own digital course? Could you recommend some that you have taken? Well, herein lies the opportunity. So introverts can monetize their online presence by participating in affiliate marketing programs. Another person creates the course, you help them sell it, and you get some money for that. Helps maintain your privacy, your solitude. Number four, royalties. So again, creative introverts like writers, musicians, artists, you can earn passive income through royalties on your intellectual property. This can come from book sales, music licensing, or selling your art. It provides a consistent source of income after the initial work. I have my first book coming out this year all about passive investing real estate, and I'm so excited to share that with you soon. Number four is called peer-to-peer lending. Think about how much does the bank charge you to take out a loan? Typically, you have to pay them fees as well as an interest rate. Well, what if you became the bank? So you can earn passive income by lending your money to individuals or businesses in exchange for payments. Is it risky? Of course. But with proper risk management strategies, it can be a really great source of income. Finally, rental properties. Real estate investments offer introverts the opportunity to generate passive income through two ways, property appreciation and rental income. Again, takes a lot of careful research, but they can become reliable sources of passive cash flow. But be warned, rental properties are almost like a second job. So when I was finding, managing, and working with my single family properties, it took a lot of time, effort, hard work to get a return on my investment. After 15 years of being a landlord, I got tired, started looking for a new way to invest. So I joined a group of investors and we collectively purchased an apartment building. So this was the ultimate form of passive income. Members of the group each take different roles in the investment. And my role in the group was to contribute my money while other people took the role of finding the property, managing it, and reporting back on how it was going. So let's talk about some strategies for success here. You really need to play to your strengths. So you're going to leverage your introverted traits like deep focus, attention to detail, independent thinking to really excel in your chosen passive income endeavors. The next strategy is to automate and delegate. I love automation. So embrace any automation tools you can, outsource solutions to streamline these passive income streams. That allows you to focus on high impact tasks while minimizing the time spent on these routine mundane activities. Third strategy, diversify your portfolio. You've got to spread your investments across multiple passive income streams to reduce risk and help you be more resilient to the crazy market because we never know what's going to happen. Fourth strategy is just continuous learning. And I know you love this as much as I do, right? Stay informed about emerging trends, read all the books, go to all the experts to evolve your strategies as needed. So in conclusion, building passive income streams for quiet souls is not only achievable, but also can be incredibly rewarding. You need to harness your unique strengths, embrace strategies tailored to your temperament, and that way you can create sustainable sources of income that really support your financial goals while honoring your need for solitude and autonomy. So whether you're dreaming of early retirement, pursuing creative endeavors, or simply seeking greater financial security, passive income offers a pathway to a more liberated and fulfilling life. Thanks so much for joining me on the Quiet Wealth Podcast. If you want more, head on over to CamillaJeffs.com/podcast to get the show notes and dive into other episodes. While you're there, be sure to grab the free guide to building wealth. And if you know a friend who is struggling with money, please send this episode to them. Let's share the wealth in as many ways as we can. Until next time, much success.